The Boy, the Bird and the Coffin Maker, written by Matilda Woods and read by Stephanie Foxley. With the Mayor's Wood ready to be shaped and the yearly influx of winter deaths, Alberto needed all the help he could get. Even Fia was given a task, to fetch tools in her sharp beak. She had grown so big and strong she could carry whole hammers by herself, and soon, Alberto hoped, she would be able to fetch planks of wood as well. They were so busy that large blisters appeared on Tito's hands that cracked and hardened over. Yet despite the thickening of his skin, Tito himself grew softer, calmer, and more at home in Alberto's house. Soon he spent more time there than out. But leave he always did, every day, 1 hour before dark. Alberto would watch him race towards the graveyard and vanish, like a shadow, into the approaching night. Alberto wanted to know where Tito went, but he was too afraid to ask. Though Tito spoke freely about work and fear, he froze every time Alberto questioned him about anything else. The coffin maker could tell the boy was frightened. He was hiding something, but he had no idea what. And he feared that if he tried to find out, the boy and his bird would disappear from his life altogether. All was going well until one night a giant storm settled over the town. "I was down at Enzo's this morning," Alberto said one evening while he and Tito worked on the mayor's coffin, "and he thinks it's going to snow."
"It's been snowing for 2 weeks," Tito pointed out.
"Ah, but this isn't a little snow. This is a huge storm. Enzo can tell by the fish. Their scales turn grey and they jump so high they look like tiny pebbles in the sky. There's a saying here in Alora that when it snows, the roofs sing. They beat like 1,000 drums with the sound of fish pummeling down."
"I thought I saw one fly by the window at lunch," Tito said.
"Ah, yes, it was a tuna, if I'm not mistaken. You know..." Alberto stopped working on the mayor's coffin and looked at Tito. "You can stay here tonight, if you like." Straight away, Alberto knew the offer was a mistake. Tito's whole body tensed, and fear, feathers ruffled, swooped to his side.
"Down here, in the workshop," Alberto clarified quickly. "Or in the kitchen by the fire."
I think I'd better go."
Tito put down his hammer and chisel and hurried towards the door.
"It's getting dark."
"Of course,"
Alberto tried to hide his disappointment. It would have been nice to have another life in the house at night.